Several years ago, I was at a football meeting in New York City in which Newt Rockne and Gus DeRay of the University of Notre Dame were credited and extolled for being the first men to use the forward pass. So that was in 1914. I think it was when they suggested that they used that pass and the first time it was ever revealed. Well, it may have been the first time it was ever revealed in the Notre Dame Army game, but it certainly wasn't the first time it was ever used, because my first knowledge of, first time I ever heard of Bill Hargis, he was the coach of the College of Emporia. And in 1910, 11, and 12, he inherited one of the great, and I call Art Schabinger, my all-time All-American quarterback. He had the cunning of a fox and was intelligent, and if he was a mind too, I think he could have been a great poker player or a crap shooter. But I am sure that the College of Emporia threw more passes in their victory over Haskell Indians in 1912, and I think the score was 20-17. I'm sure they threw more passes successfully in that ball game than Gus DeRay and Newt Rockne ever completed in their whole career. I'm sure of that, because they threw the forward pass from all over the field, as you find in this.